It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. A legendary First Lady of Argentina, newspaper delivery boys on strike, and a popular movie about a romance between a street musician and a flower vendor. These are some of the new musicals on The Great White Way this spring. We've invited our theater critic friends, Elizabeth Vincentelli of The New York Post and Scott Brown of New York Magazine, to talk about them. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
So let's start with the Broadway revival of the music we're listening to right now. It's been generating a lot of buzz since it opened a week ago, and I'm actually going to see it next week, and that's Evita.
I'm going to come right off the bat, and I'll say that I love Evita, the show, and I like this production really a whole lot. I think it's what Broadway does best. And it's kind of weird to say that because we've kind of forgotten what Broadway does best because Broadway has been really sucking at being Broadway lately. They can't seem to get like a big, flashy musical right. They can't get it right. This one gets it right.
But of course, this is a revival. This is something that...
Right, but I'm talking in terms of the production and the way it's done. You would think Evita would be really hard to mess up. And actually, it's actually very easy to mess up. But this one, I think it's really a lot of things right. I found it incredibly entertaining and well done.
Okay, Scott, what's your take?
I don't think it's bad. I think Michael Grandage can create quite a panorama. I think he has amazing vision. And I think Rob Ashford's staging and choreography is just gorgeous. And they understand the scale of this thing really well. So I'm totally with you on that, Elizabeth, and, you know, the Broadway bigness, they get it. I think it just falls down for me on just kind of the more there is an intimacy in the show that I think is built into it that is lacking here. And if that doesn't land, then I just don't feel a whole lot. My overall impression of that show is of people standing in individual pools of light, completely isolated from each other. Elena Rogers is sort of in her own universe, and Michael Servais in his, and then Ricky Martin is just, yeah, you know, a very amiable pop star who's happy to be on Broadway.
Now, if we think about who was in the original, I mean, you have Patti LuPone, Mandy Patinkin, Broadway superstars. I mean, how can they kind of fill their shoes?
Well, they don't. They do something different. For instance, the role that Mandy Patinkin played then and Ricky Martin is playing now has been kind of rethought. So he's not doing the exact same role that Mandy Patinkin was doing. I think it's a really smart way. And I actually don't agree that they're all kind of in their separate pools of light. I thought from an acting point of view, Elena Rogers plays Evita and Michael Servais are very good, actually, as actors. I kind of was pretty forgiving of her. I thought vocally she was not always up to snuff, but she was such a good actress playing Evita that I bought it.
Okay, let's move on to Disney. We have Newsies, the movie, a flop. Now it was on Broadway. They first brought it out to Paper Mill Playhouse. Didn't expect it, actually, to go to Broadway, but the audiences kind of asked for it. So why are audiences so gung-ho about Newsies?
Well, first of all, let's just say that, like, I don't think Disney does anything by mistake. The idea
the
that
people wanted it.
It's like Evita. It's like I mentioned, the people standing outside the Disney castle and going, we want newsies. Newsies. And then Newsies comes out and says, oh, my people.
Well, what the folks at Disney's did tell me is that they intended this for franchise opportunities, and that's why they brought it to Paper Mill.
I buy that. And yeah. I think there also was, as so often happens on Broadway, which is really weird because some shows can be in development for years and they're kind of circling the tarmac forever. And others, there's suddenly a free theater, there's a production that's pretty much ready to go, and here it comes. And I think with Newsies, that's kind of how it happened. In Disney terms, it's almost impromptu.
That's true.
What did you guys think about the production?
I pretty much enjoyed it. I think one of the things that I really enjoyed about it is that it's really rare on Broadway or anywhere else for that matter to hear an ensemble of all male voices. I actually found it really refreshing. There's a texture, sonically speaking, that is really unique in there. I think it's almost not as exploited as much as it could be in the show, but they do a pretty good job. And I think all the ensemble scenes are absolutely the best. The solos are just not as good. The ensemble is great. It's really fun. And again, that's something that Broadway does really well.
They have like the Broadway version of a killer app in a great anthem. And they knew they had that in this song, Santa Fe, which was kind of this forgotten song from the movie. You know, and as you said, the movie came out in the early 90s. It was a big flop. But But that song kind of stuck around. I mean, you could find it on YouTube. It's sort of an audition song. And it has a real, there's a real appeal there. It has this, you know, huge emotional, these crests to it that you kind of associate with the Alan Menken compositions of like the 80s. Those did like Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast and stuff like that. He was in that mode when he was writing this.
Revivals are not a new thing on Broadway, but we're seeing so many revivals now. I mean, is this an indication of a lack of imagination on Broadway, you think?
This is the question that's asked every year.
I don't think
forever.
There's more less than usual. It seems pretty much par for the course.
Yeah, this is what it's become.
I think there is more of this particular year is transfers from off-Broadway, mm-hmm. where we see the exact same cast and the same show coming in after an off-Broadway run. There seems to be more this year.
And talk about, is that because they're just not taking as much risk or they want to see how it does off-Broadway before they bring it to
the... I don't think so. I think those were shows that did well off-Broadway. They were critically and commercially very well received. So they thought they would transfer them. And there seems to be a high number of them because I see myself, I'm seeing that again. I'm seeing Clabber Park again, or I just saw once, you know, twice
right.
in 6 months, and
You've
seen it once twice.
Talk about once. What did you guys think of that?
I enjoyed it.
I
almost
loved
against
it.
My will sometimes. I enjoy being manipulated by by a certain aesthetic, and like I'm not above the sort of, I don't know. I think a lot of people kind of are going to either react very positively or very negatively to once. I think it's not a traditional musical. It's not just a rock musical. It's sort of constituted around this idea.
It's the sensitive,
like
folky musical we've all been waiting for. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I cried twice at once. I'm a total sucker for it. I think it's really romantic without being overly sappy. And even when it's a little sappy, I think they make it work to their advantage.
Okay, theater critics Scott Brown of New York Magazine and Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Post. Tune in next week when Elizabeth and Scott will discuss Broadway plays with us. You can see a slideshow of some images from the musicals we discuss, as well as some of their quotes. You can click on culture at WNYC.org. Scott and Elizabeth, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dead or dreaming, 'cause look at that paper with my face beaming. Tomorrow they may